When cells divide to create copies of themselves or to make sperm and eggs, there is always a chance of a genetic error. Gene duplication, when a regular gene is copied twice, is one of those errors. If not caught by the cell's repair machinery, gene duplication is usually detrimental, leading to deformation and death. In rare instances, though, gene duplication may be helpful, or even evolutionarily important. Scientists researching genes important in brain development believe they have found duplication errors that reveal how the human brain increased in size during evolutionary history. While studying SRGAP2, a gene linked to epileptic seizures, scientists found that the gene had not only duplicated once, but a number of times, specifically in the human lineage. Analysis of the SRGAP2 genes determined that duplications occurred 3.4 and 2.4 million years ago, during the time when chimp-like ancestors were evolving into the first pre-humans and human-like ancestors. To test the function of the duplicated genes, scientists inserted human copies into mice. The mice didn't grow larger brains, but their brain cells looked more like human cells with thicker, longer, and more numerous spines to connect with other neurons. The neurons also grew more quickly, suggesting they could migrate farther during development, enabling the brain to become larger. About 30 genes have undergone gene duplication since humans and chimps diverged from a common ancestor about 6 million years ago. Many of those control brain development. Researchers suspect that as they learn more about these duplications, they will discover how the human brain evolved. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Yael Cassander.